The Connecticut-based company Purdue Pharma is trying to help police prevent abuse of its product as well as other prescription drugs. Rich Wagner, a former Nebraska State Patrol officer, runs about 7 training programs a month for the company at police and sheriff's departments across the country. At a meeting in Portage last night, he said the key is getting pharmacies, doctors, and police to recognize the telltale signs of prescription fraud.
We want to give them enough information to where, in the back of their head, they're keeping all these little red flags, all these little symptoms, all these little signs that a patient or a customer might exhibit if they're drug seekers.
The company has also developed an online database of prescription fraud cases to help police catch drug dealers who may be targeting pharmacies in several different states. Dr. Kristen Philbrick of Columbus came to the training looking for ways to partner with both police and pharmacists. She wants to make sure she can identify patients who might be trying to use her to feed a drug habit.
You know, who's coming in with different prescriptions from multiple doctors in multiple places, and so I don't feel bad about prescribing pain medicines for patients who really need it, but can recognize the patients that are trying to take the system for a ride, I suppose.
Columbia County Sheriff Steve Rowe says there's a clear need for the training. Last year, his officers made 15 arrests for OxyContin and seized almost 2,000 tablets. In one case, a doctor had prescribed 500 tablets for a single patient. The training session in Portage was closed to the media. Purdue Pharma's Rich Wagner says that's because it included examples of the most effective ways to illegally obtain prescription drugs. He says that's information that doctors and pharmacists need to prevent fraud, but publicizing it might encourage more drug abuse. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.